time for our daily feature this week, Classical Cupid. We're joined by RNZ Concerts' Clarissa Dunn. Hello, Clarissa.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you going?
Great, thanks. Clarissa, aside from doing this great job for us, is spruiking for RNZ Concerts' Settling the Score competition, where you can vote on your favourite piece of classical music ever. You can do that right now on the RNZ Concert website. And meanwhile, Clarissa is playing Matchmaker, matching our listeners with pieces of classical music. Who do you have for us today?
An anonymous 14-year-old who's a huge fan of classical music, but they're looking for something new. We do know that they love Prokofiev and Mahler, especially this piece.
So what is that? It's certainly more upbeat than what we were listening to yesterday,
yeah.
Or at least more, what's the word I'm looking for? More, it's a bigger sound, isn't it?
Dynamic, intense, It's a much bigger sound. This is a huge orchestra. It's called the Scythian Suite by Prokofiev. And it's a real oral adventure. You go from violent dances of sacrifice to soothing moon maidens to a musical depiction of a sunrise. It's very colourful and, as you can hear, very dynamic. So
almost,
this anonymous,
you almost say urgent. It's almost an urgent feel to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is probably part of this violent sacrifice. Yeah, so they're a really intense piece of music. I guess if you have big emotions, sometimes it's nice to hear them outside your body in music. So I'm trying to find something for this anonymous 14-year-old that might be along those lines, colourful, dynamic, perhaps even from the ballet world that was composed for ballet, that piece of music. I'm going to presume, because they're already a great fan of classical music, that they've heard of Stravinsky's ballet scores, The Firebird and The Rite of Spring. If not, definitely check those out. And seeing as they've said that Prokofiev is their favourite composer, perhaps for curiosity's sake, let's check out his grandson who's writing now, Gabriel Prokofiev.
Great.
He's in his mid-40s. He's a composer, producer, DJ. He's involved in a record label and has a nightclub. So this is his concerto for bass drum.
No pressure, right, being the grandson of Prokofiev?
No.
Sounds like he's done it right, though, a multi-talent.
I think so, yeah.
Where's he based?
I think, I'm not sure if he's based in Berlin. I'm not 100% sure about that, but certainly travelling the world with his music.
Can you hear his grandfather in this music?
Certainly in their rhythmic drive, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Look, there are just so many options for this anonymous 14-year-old. I wrote this list of at least 30 things, and then I thought, oh, have I missed some of the big tunes out? And then I cross-referenced it against covers, prog rock covers, just to make sure that I hadn't left anything obvious out. And then I thought, oh, but I don't want anything obvious. I want something different. So what about this?
I like how seriously you're taking your job, by the way, Clarissa.
I know.
Still a chance for people to send in their details, by the way, or are you all matched up for the week?
I have got lots of things sorted for this week, but do send them in anyway, because I might be able to just make a wee list and put some stuff up online.
Okay.
I don't want to miss anybody out.
Yeah.
So this next piece is by a Czech composer called Janáček. It's from his work Sinfonietta. It is big and brassy. In fact, the entire first movement is a fanfare, so just brass and percussion. He wrote this and dedicated it to the Czechoslovak army. It was meant to represent beauty, joy, strength, courage, determination, and the fight for victory.
I enjoyed that very much, Clarissa.
I bet you did.
It's my favourite song ever that's been dedicated to the Czechoslovak army.
Yeah. Probably your only one too, right?
Well, I'm not
sure about that. Yeah. So that's another option for our anonymous 14-year-old. This next piece, like our 14-year-old's favourite, the Scythian Suite, was intended to be used as ballet. It was written for the famous Ballet Russe, but Diaghilev rejected the score, offended the composer, Ravel. When they next met up, Ravel refused to shake Diaghilev's hand, then Diaghilev challenged him to a duel. Thankfully, they were talked down, and they both lived another day to go on and write music and make ballet. So this next piece is by Ravel. It's called La Valse, or Waltz. The wonderful thing about Ravel is he is a master of orchestration. He knew every instrument of the orchestra intimately, and he knew exactly what each instrument could do, and he put the colour and timbre of each of those instruments to maximum use. He also loved dance forms as well, so this is a tribute to the waltz, but it's twisted and off-kilter somehow, and he talks about there being waltzing couples dancing through whirling clouds in a great hall, so gradually over the piece they become more illuminated, and here in the music is where the clouds seem to part and the dancers come into focus.
We're playing Classical Cupid with Clarissa Dunn from RNZ Concert. It's settling the score time of year, and RNZ Concert's asking you to vote for your favourite piece of classical music. And if you don't have one, Clarissa's here to help. She's been matching our listeners with classical music they might enjoy. That's Ravel. You got one more for us today, Clarissa.
I do. Now, my final choice takes its inspiration from art. I heard the NZSO playing this piece this year. The composer is Anna Klein. She's 29 years old, born in London, now lives in the US. She's been composer in residence for a number of big orchestras in France and the USA. And the conductor, Marine Alsop's, become a champion of her music. She wrote this set of five pieces called Abstractions, and each piece was inspired by a different work of art at the Baltimore Museum of Art. So this one is the third. It's called Seascape. I just love it. So I hope our anonymous 14-year-old will too.
Yeah, that was a local recording, I think, Clarissa, was it?
It was. Did you hear the coughing in the Michael Fowler Centre? Yeah, that was an RNZ recording. So you can hear the Abstractions 2, 3 and 4 as audio on demand on the RNZ Concert website.
Oh, good. Almost had a cinematic sort of a quality, that one.
Yeah, it did.
Imagine being a great film score.
Absolutely. Hey, I had a visual inspiration, so yeah.
Yeah, and great recommendations. And we sort of did the whole spectrum there, didn't we? Started off super noisy and came down a little intensity. I love it. And you're getting lots of good feedback from listeners, Clarissa. So we'll do the same thing tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, tomorrow we're hearing from Janice, who loves the clarinet. So looking forward to helping Janice.
Perfect. Clarissa Dunn from RNZ Concert playing Classical Cupid.